Welcome to Your Aged Care Compass podcast. Join us to find out how to support your older loved ones at home. We're going to help you make sense of Australia's aged care system. We talk about legal and financial considerations for aging and how chronic health conditions impact your older loved ones' well-being. And we share real life stories of where it went wrong for people and how we got them back on track.
Welcome to episode 3 of your Aged Care Compass podcast. So, Coral, how do you feel when people say to you, I've had my assessment with my aged care?
I often don't know how to answer this, but honestly, in answering it, I would just say, no, you have not had your assessment with my aged care. And the reason for this is I say to people, you need to be very clear. You need to understand how the process works, who has screened you and who has assessed you. And you need to be very clear about this because if you're not, then you don't know where you sit in the continuum of the whole pathway of the aged care system. So my aged care has not assessed you. My aged care, which is the gateway to Commonwealth subsidised in-home support, and of course, entry into residential aged care. My aged care does not assess people. They screen people. This might not mean a lot to many people listening to this, but to us who are working in the system, it means everything. So that people say, I've had my assessment with my aged care, shows me that they have no idea where they are in the system. And if people don't have any idea where they are in the system, they don't know what they need to do, when they need to do it as their loved one's needs increase. They really don't know where they're sitting within the system. So my aged care doesn't assess people, but it screens people. My aged care is a contact centre or a call centre. So when you call my aged care to register for services, you can certainly do your referral online, but most people tend to call my aged care. My aged care will go through a process of registration and then they'll typically say to you, oh, do you want to see if you're eligible for support or services? And people will go, yeah, sure. And this is actually where it can go wrong. So if people are not prepared, if they don't understand what's happening at this point, they may get off on the wrong path. So my aged care will ask people a series of questions about what they can and can't do for themselves. And this is screening. It is not an assessment. So my aged care screens people, asking all these questions. And based on the response that the person gives, my aged care then makes the decision of where that referral will go. So they will decide if that conversation indicates that you should sit at entry level with the Regional Assessment Service or RADS, or whether your needs are more complex or higher, that you bypass entry level and you go straight to the Aged Care Assessment Team or the Aged Care Assessment Service, the ACAT or the ACAS, as it's called in Victoria.
So, Coral, are you saying then that when people are making contact with My Aged Care, they're being triaged?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. People are very familiar with ACATs. I've had my ACAT assessment. More often than not, people haven't had their ACAT assessment, but ACATs are the teams that people are aware of. So you can't call my aged care and say, I want an ACAT assessment or my mum needs an ACAT assessment. You're not going to get an ACAT assessment just because you ask for it. You have to go through the screening that my aged care does. And based on that information that you give them, they determine whether you go to entry level or you do go to the ACAT. One of the things we talk about all the time and write about it as well is being prepared so that if you feel that your needs or your older loved one's needs are a little bit higher, that they're getting a significant amount of support from the family and that you're probably or they're probably sitting at ACAT level, you have to have all that information ready to impart to my aged care so that you can convince my aged care that's where your loved one actually sits, that their needs are sitting at ACAT and home care package level and not at entry level.
Right. I'm just thinking of Mrs. SE who we had. That was a classic case, wasn't it?
Do you want to elaborate on that one?
Yep. So again, often, you know, Shell, you're on the end of the phone when people make that initial contact with us and they will typically say, I've had my aged care assessment, but I don't have any services. I don't have any support. What am I supposed to do? Why is it taking so long? In the first instance, no, you haven't had your My Aged Care assessment. So you've been screened by My Aged Care. And typically, if you are not prepared and you don't have all those compelling reasons why your needs are more complex or why you're needing a significant amount of support and you should be at the ACAT, then My Aged Care will push your referral through to entry level and you'll get an assessment with the Regional Assessment Service or the RAS. Now, for some people, that's absolutely appropriate. But there's a whole lot of people, we know this, Shell, they come to us and they're like, hang on, I've had my aged care assessment. Or they think they've had an ACAT assessment and they've had a RAS assessment and they've gotten a few referral codes, which are approvals. Same thing, but they haven't gotten the services and support. And at that point, they're realizing, you know, mum needs so much support, more support than this. I thought I had an ACAT. Why haven't I got a home care package? So with Mrs. S, that's exactly what happened. They came to us and said, mum has had an ACAT assessment. When we spoke to the RAS a few weeks ago, they just gave us more referral codes. And just in saying that, I knew exactly where they were in the system. I knew that they didn't know where they were in the system because when you reach the ACAT, you don't actually go back. People don't go back to entry level and get additional referral codes. So the ACAT can certainly give additional referral codes for entry level services on top of home care packages. But if you've gotten to the ACAT and been approved for a home care package, you don't go back to the RAS for something else. So in saying that mum's had her ACAT assessment, but I spoke to the RAS a few weeks ago, I knew that she had not been assessed by the ACAT. And straight away, when I was speaking to this lady, I said, are you absolutely clear? Are you absolutely sure it's been an ACAT assessment? And she paused for a moment and I knew she was reconsidering what she'd said. And I said to her, because what you're explaining to me is not an ACAT assessment. I said, mum is still at entry level with those referral codes. And then she said, oh, actually, I'm not sure. I just thought it was an ACAT assessment. We talk about this in our masterclasses, shall we? Talk about My Aged Care screens people. The Regional Assessment Service assesses people. The aged care assessment teams or the ACATs also assess people. So when people are being assessed at either entry level with the RAS or they're being assessed by the ACAT, it's vital that people say, who are you? Are you a RAS assessor or are you an ACAT assessor? Typically, ACATs will say, I'm so-and-so from the ACAT. Can we schedule you for your assessment? At entry level, it's not always clear. So I always encourage people to ask, are you a RAS assessor or are you an ACAT assessor? And we are seeing that dialogue creeping in now. I know we've had a few people that have said, I got a phone call from someone who said, I'm a My Aged Care assessor, which is actually incorrect.
It is. And I just say, no, that you have to push them and you have to ask, because like I've said, My Aged Care does not assess. They screen. So correct. If someone calls and says, I'm from My Aged Care and I want to do your assessment, 9 times out of 10, in fact, possibly even 10 times out of 10, it will be a RAS assessor. Because like I just said, the ACAT generally will say that they're from the ACAT. So it's important for people to be clear about that so that they know where they sit within the system.
And I think, I guess an easy way to remember it is Regional Assessment Service. There's assessment in the word.
Yep.
Aged care assessment team. There's assessment in the term. My aged care. There's no assessment.
There's no
in
assessment.
That terminology.
That word is not linked to my aged care per se.
Coral, let's expand a bit then. What are the assessment teams or who are the assessment teams?
So the assessment teams, there's only two. At this point in time, in April 2024, there are two assessment teams or workforces. So one of them is the Regional Assessment Service or the RAS, and the other one is the Aged Care Assessment Team or the ACAT. And if you happen to be living in Victoria, it's the Aged Care Assessment Service or the ACAS. So the ACAT and the ACAS do exactly the same job. Entry level is the RAS or the Regional Assessment Service, and they assess people under a bucket of funding called the Commonwealth Home Support Program, or CHIST is what we call it. So they're assessing people for a range of services and support, but it's fragmented. So at entry level, the providers hold that funding. The person themselves doesn't own or hold that funding. The provider does. So people can be assessed at entry level for CHISP funded services. And this could be anything from domestic support to lawn mowing and yard maintenance to minor home modifications, transport, social support, different kinds of respite. You could even get some clinician support at entry level, but it's dependent on the capacity of the providers who hold that funding. So if the providers have utilized all that funding, providing services for someone else, there's no funding left for you to get those services that you were approved for. So it's really difficult. People can be assessed at entry level by the RAS, and they'll get a range of referral codes, which are the approvals. And then people go, great, I might have three or four or more referral codes for approved services. But if the provider doesn't have enough funding, or certainly the workforce, if they don't have the staff to deliver those approved services, you are not going to get those services. So people think, great, I've been assessed for all these services, but they may or may not ever receive them. And that's an issue, because people could be waiting, we're talking months, even up to a year, for services that they've been approved for that they're just not going to get. So in that situation, it would be prudent then certainly to reflect on what that person's needs are. If that's your spouse or yourself or your older loved one, you would certainly be wanting to go back to My Aged Care and asking for a support plan review. So you would trigger that with My Aged Care, and then the RAS assessor, they should be in contact with you and ask you why that support plan review was required. Why do you need that? And again, you would be getting across all that information, because you want to convince the RAS assessor that A, perhaps that you never received the services. So it's pointless having those referral codes or those approvals. And then potentially if you yourself or your loved one's needs have increased, you would certainly be looking at an ACAT assessment. So you need to get the information across to the RAS assessor so that they can close your file with them, and they will refer on to the ACAT. And then the ACAT will approve. They will certainly assess for the different programs that they approve for. It might be the short-term restorative care program, or what people are very familiar with is the home care package program. So if someone is approved for a home care package, that's where the funding of the home care package is, I guess, it aligns with the person rather than the provider. Yep. So there's that assurance then that because the funding is aligned with you rather than the provider, you get to choose who you want to deliver those services or support. So the funding is against Mrs. Smith, and then Mrs. Smith goes, who do I know? What have I heard around my neighbourhood? Who's a good provider? I'm going to choose that provider, and you sign up with them, and then that provider then delivers the services and support that you choose.
Maybe touching then further on that, Coral, what are the approvals or the outcomes from the different assessment teams?
At entry level, the RAS will, again, they're approving for services under the Commonwealth Home Support Program. Touched on that. They're fairly basic. It will be something like, and if people say to me, again, they use that incorrect terminology, I've had my aged care assessment. Sometimes people say to me, I've had my ACAT assessment and I'm getting fortnightly domestic assistance. And that in itself reveals to me that you probably haven't had an ACAT assessment. You've probably been assessed at entry level, because that's typically what domestic assistance looks like at entry level. It's fortnightly domestic assistance, transport, lawn mowing. It's really basic kind of support. The next step up with the aged care assessment team or service is where those teams are teams of clinicians. So they're all occupational therapists or physiotherapists or social workers or nurses. What discipline the assessor is aligned with makes no difference at all. So if you have a nurse assessing you as opposed to a physiotherapist, it doesn't make any difference, because the ACAT clinicians all assess the same way using the same document.
which is the National Screening and Assessment Form, or the NSAP. So the ACAT will assess a person, and they will typically approve for, they will certainly be approving for a home care package. They may also approve someone for short-term restorative care. So services at the ACAT level, they're offering people more coordinated service provision, and the funding is better at that level as well. So it reflects the higher level of need that people have as they become frailer and their needs increase.
And Coral, does it matter where you are in Australia as to where these programs?
Yeah? No, it doesn't. Okay. The aged care program is Commonwealth subsidised. So it's the same program delivered to anyone no matter where they are in the country. So if you're living in Perth or Darwin or Ayersrock or Whyalla or Mount Isa, it doesn't matter. This is the same program across the country. So at entry level, the RAS assessors will assess you the same no matter where you are, as do the aged care assessment teams.
Assuming you've had an assessment, doesn't matter which assessment, what happens after that?
So you should get some documentation. That will come out to you in the mail. You can certainly log on to your MyGov and your MyAgeCare portal, so to speak, but typically people will get those hard copies of the assessment or the approvals in the mail. They'll have the MyAgeCare logo on the top of them, and it will detail, it's like a discussion or a summary of what the assessor gleaned from having that conversation with you. So it'll be a general overview, and then it will itemize. If at entry level you've been given a bunch of referral codes, it will show those referral codes. At the next level, at the ACAT level, you get this very similar kind of documentation, and it comes out. And again, it'll be a summary of what the ACAT assessor has discussed with you. And, you know, your previous referral codes from, if you've come from entry level, will still be on there, but it will also show the approvals for potentially short-term restorative care if you've been approved for that, for a home care package, and it will tell you what level you've been approved at. It will tell you if you have agreed to accept a lower level package interim. Say you've been approved for a level 3 package, and we know that the wait time for level 3s has just tipped out from 3 to 6 months now to 9 to 12 months. Mm-hmm. It's a long time to wait for a home care package. So someone may choose to accept a level 2 package and still be sitting in that national queue, progressing to the front of the queue when a level 3 package will become available. And then if you've had that ACAT assessment, often the ACATs are really busy. They don't have time to keep coming back and doing support plan reviews because they've got so many other people to assess. At that time, they may have also approved a person for respite in residential care, and they may have also approved someone for entry into residential care, meaning that at some point, should the older person need to move into a nursing home or residential care, residential accommodation, that the approval is there and the person can actually do that.
I know, as we've talked about previously, all of this takes time.
It takes a long time, Shell. Yeah, like it takes, yeah, with our clients, we're allowing 3 months to support people to, when we assess people and then we write up the report and we make that referral to MyAgeCare. And the space we work in is people who have higher needs. People can figure it out for themselves if they think that they sit at entry level, but people with higher needs who are relying on their families quite a bit more and potentially needing like a higher level of home care package in that space that we work in. Us who know this system so well, we allow 3 months to support people through that, but it can take up to a year or more. Yeah. It just doesn't happen quickly.
So given that you've just said that, when do you think people should start? When should they make contact with MyAgeCare?
I always say, if you're thinking about needing that in-home support, if you are supporting your older loved one in any way that is like cooking up meals during the week or on the weekend and delivering them to mum or dad so they can just reheat them in the microwave, or if you're popping around to mum and dad's and checking on them or making their doctor's appointments for them, if it's going through your head that mum and dad need some support, then that's actually when you should be contacting MyAgeCare and getting that process started, because it takes so long. The sooner you do it,
the better. You don't want your wait times to be tipping out to many months, pushing a year to get that support for older loved ones if you're already involved with them and supporting them in that way.
So I guess just to summarise, Coral, My Aged Care
screens people, does not assess.
And then from the My Aged Care interaction, people will be triaged to one of two assessment teams.
Exactly.
So the Regional Assessment Service or the Aged Care Assessment Team or Service. And from there, that's where those levels of support come in.
That's exactly right, Charlotte. It, honestly, from where we sit, it's simple and clear. But unless people have a very good understanding of the difference between screening and assessment, and you don't interchange those words. My Aged Care screens, the RAS and the ACAT assess, then you know exactly where you are in the system and you know what you need to do as circumstances change.
And I think, like you said, you need to know who is assessing you.
Yeah.
And not be afraid to ask.
Absolutely.
Which assessment service are you from?
Yeah.
That's a wrap on episode 3.
Fantastic.
So thanks for listening and we'll see you
next week.
Hey, care community. Thanks for listening to this episode. So you never miss a show, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. If you'd like to know more about what we do, head to our website, cmeacn.com.au.